Hello there, wonderful subscribers. I hope you are all doing very well. I hope you are looking after yourself. I hope whatever moment you are with your self-development, that it is going well for you. Whether it's a struggle and you need that struggle and you need to work through it, or whether you're feeling good about yourself. I definitely feel in the second half of 2022 with my health and exercise slash fitness, I felt really good about myself. I've not had any specific goals or anything that I'm really working towards, but I generally feel lighter, leaner, and it makes me happy. So I hope you are in a good place with your self-development, self-improvement. And as always, you guys subscribe to this. I want to give you more content, but also reach out to me, email me. You deserve that insight and that touch point if it's something that you feel like you need. I might not be able to give you the answer, but I can definitely provide perspective and I can definitely encourage you. I actually think my unique thing that I naturally am good at is I am an encourager. So if you do need that or you feel like that, please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. This workshop edition is called Learn to Love Yourself More. Sometimes with these workshops, I'll provide you with tasks. And I encourage you, if it makes you think, to stop the podcast, think about it, reflect upon it, take notes, take action, whatever you feel, and then come back to it. Even if you want to listen to it again, for it's like anything, if you listen to it again, you might hear something that provokes a different thought at that time. Today's doesn't have specific tasks. There's little things sprinkled into it, but I almost want to split it into separate parts. So we're going to be talking about how to love yourself more during this however long episode for you. And I want you to, first of all, before I introduce the topic, is to just think about how much do you feel like you love yourself right now? Where does that stand? What do you currently do to show yourself love? How do you feel about yourself? Elements of self-love come through self-acceptance, but that's just a part of it. Are you in a position where you don't feel like you can love yourself? You're too far from it to even consider loving yourself more. Do you feel like you love yourself enough and you can't love yourself anymore? Or if you were, what does that look like? It might be a different type of love that you're showing yourself. But at the end of the day, all of us probably want to be happier and have a stronger mindset. A lot of the time, no matter how much we practice, we end up being our own biggest critic, more often than not. And these moments when we are our biggest critic, these are the times where we should be our own best friend. We know that happiness or sustainable happiness doesn't come from things like ego, external validation, extremities, nor status-based circumstances. But sometimes, when we try too hard to be happy, we end up becoming miserable. Or we end up gravitating towards these external things. So, how do we not only become eternally happy within ourselves, but learn how to love ourselves more than we currently do? That is what we're going to explore a little bit of today. So, there is one place that we need to start here when we are considering this topic or subject of learning to love ourselves more. We need to start with our own time. How are we truly spending our time? Let's split it up into days. Let's split it into mornings, afternoons, evenings. Let's split it into sections of each of those as well. Stacking all of those activities that you do, whether it's you get up, you have breakfast, you shower, you go to work, you commute, you arrive at work, you get a coffee, etc. So how are we spending our time exactly? To generalize, it might be with escapism or escapism-themed things. Tasks, chores, work, and distractions. Maybe even some productivity and self-improvement-based activities. But despite all these things benefiting us in the short term, they can act as if they are a mask and a barrier towards what we really need to do. So let's take a moment here to pause. Let's take a moment here to think about, dissect, and reflect upon how we spend each and every day of our lives. I am not putting a downer here on if you do things that you make you feel good. But if we have collectively too many things that are stopping us from getting where we need to be, we need to analyze those. We need to reduce those. If we spend all of our evenings recovering from work, maybe we need to look at work as a lifestyle. If we're spending our evenings being wasteful and unproductive, maybe we need to look at that. Maybe if we're spending our days at work being bored and almost coasting, is there an opportunity there to look after ourselves so that we can love ourselves more? These are the questions that I want you to be thinking about and asking yourself here as well. Now, the most important thing that we can learn to do is being at complete peace with the silence of our own company. Think about the last time, if you can, that you were in the complete silence of your own company. The closest you've probably been recently was a moment where you stopped doing one thing and then you went on your phone. That's probably the closest you've come. There's a saying of being happy with boredom, or being happy with being bored, is one way to realize this. You need to be bored to realize who you are, to accept who you are, to be with your thoughts. And it is, out of this entire workshop, the most important thing that you need to learn to do if you're going to get to that stage of loving yourself more. It is important mainly because it's uncomfortable. It's against our nature. And this is how life sets us up. Hundreds of years ago, it would not have been as uncomfortable. But now, with everything at our fingertips, it is. An example, an analogy that I'm going to use today is exercise. Because like the first time that we ever exercise intensely, it's uncomfortable. Our body and mind are screaming no. And it's only because we're not used to it, but we need it. We need it for our minds to be at peace and to think and function clearly on a daily basis. So if we treat being at complete peace with the silence of our own company and our own thoughts, we will be able to think clearer than we are just now. So let's think, after analyzing how we're using our precious time, we have to know when we are going to fit in that alone time, that quiet time to ourselves each and every day. Like exercise, exercise is a daily thing. We are designed to move our bodies. There will be days, of course, that you can't exercise. Life gets busy. You've got friends. You've got to socialize and commit to these things. But on a normal day, you should exercise. You know it makes you feel good. You know it's going to be uncomfortable, but you need to fit it in. And it's the same here. I'm not saying quiet and alone time needs to be for 4 hours in a day. You could do 10 minutes. You could do half an hour. You could fit it in between a few different things. You can even do it maybe when you're traveling, getting the train, getting the bus. These are the things that you can fit in. My go-to advice as a starting point here is a walk with no headphones. A walk by yourself with no headphones. Again, it can just be 10 minutes, but this is alone time with your thoughts. Thereafter, if you feel like you are ready for it, I recommend meditation. Some form of it. Guided meditation can be useful, but if we're thinking that we're just alone with our thoughts, nothing guided, just being in silence with ourselves is the main thing that we can do. And then it's up to you how long you can spend on it. Now I want to start talking about awareness of ourselves. This is difficult, and like exercise, like I was talking about before, having awareness of ourselves is difficult, but it makes our lives easier. When we have this awareness, we have the peace of mind that we are looking after ourselves. We have the self-assurance. We have the possibilities as our mind elevates and expands with the clarity that we are giving it. We're providing it with an opportunity to do so. We end up, through practice, becoming an observer of our own reality. We become neutral and present in that experience. And what this does, as a result, is it automatically leads to compassion. Compassion for ourselves. When we go through this, we start to realize why in life, maybe today, but maybe 5 years ago, why we've made certain decisions. And what we stand for in life. Who we are. Why are we who we are? This impartiality of observing ourselves becomes very powerful in allowing us to show love towards ourselves. We show self-compassion for the negative things. We are literally allowing and letting our minds to breathe. If you think of that in comparison to where it is now, with everything that you are filling your mind with and filling your head with every day, your mind is probably suffocating under all of these things that it's having to do and think about. There's no off button. By being aware of these things, by being aware of yourself, by practicing these things day in, day out, you are onto the first step towards accepting yourself. Judgment turns into understanding. Resentment turns into respect. Problems turn into possibilities. This all happens when we consistently show up and practice alone time. Let's summarize. From a broad perspective, your life will chop and change. You will have ups and downs. But you're the only one there with yourself every step of the way. So, think how much more better it could be if you spent your time dedicating each day consistently to alone time to loving yourself more. Without practicing self-love, you are consciously choosing to make your life more difficult. I'm going to say that again because I believe it's pretty powerful. Without practicing self-love, you are consciously choosing to make your life more difficult. Console, celebrate, and encourage yourself. When you do these things, you can't go wrong. And that's us, guys. A workshop on how we can show ourselves more love. We need to prioritize alone time. We need to fit it into our days. Your mind might be suffocating from the lack of time it has, and therefore ending up resenting you. Give yourself and your mind time to breathe. Prioritize it, give it credit. It can help you more than you think. I hope you enjoyed that. I would love to hear any thoughts or realizations that you have from it. I really enjoy making these longer form episodes that are maybe a little bit more personable or personal as well. And I look forward to doing one in another month's time for you. But as always, thank you very much for listening. Thank you a million times more for subscribing and being those special people for me. And I will see you all soon. Cheers.